Brassed Off, the 1996 British comedy drama, was set in a fictional Yorkshire mining town in 1992 at a time of widespread colliery closures. The story follows the members of a colliery brass band who, against the backdrop of their impending redundancy, struggle to find the will and motivation to keep their musical passion alive. The Grimethorpe Colliery Band is on the subject list, and we learn that their colliery is scheduled for closure. The Pitts Brass Band is a source of local pride and has been for over a century. Meanwhile, the resolute band leader, Danny, is battling ill health and trying to keep the band focused on reaching the national championships. As the band prepares for the national finals at Royal Albert Hall, the pit is officially closed. Danny collapses and is hospitalized, and his son Phil struggles with despair and financial ruin, reaching a breaking point. Despite everything, the band rallies together to play in Danny's honor, and the band wins the national championship. There's more to it than that, but we'll leave it there. A story about a battle of the bands on the national level and ultimately a band battling for its survival. Well, we're going to talk about a different battle of the bands. This happens to be Electrio Beethoven with For Elisa, their version. Well, any band like that, that's what we're talking about. And the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic is inviting bands of all genres to compete in its first ever Battle of the Bands, a live performance competition in front of a panel of judges, including music director Mélisse Brunet. 15 bands will be selected to perform. Each will have 7 minutes to play on stage in the Keystone Grand Ballroom at Mohegan, PA, both for the judges and an audience. Then the audience will have a chance to vote on their favorite band. Prizes up to $5,000 in cash and a chance to perform live with the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic during the 2026-2027 season. Hannah Beaudry is Director of Institutional Partnerships of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, and we had a chance to speak with her by phone about the concept.
We are so very excited to have our first Battle of the Bands in January. It's going to be January 31st at Mohegan, Pennsylvania Casino. But this Battle of the Bands, we are basically asking bands who are local, even some going as far out like the entire state of Pennsylvania, 50 miles outside of the northeastern border as well. But we are asking these bands to submit their application to be a part of this event. They can be bands of any genre, and the battle is to win the prize of a $5,000 cash prize as well as the opportunity to perform with the full orchestra in the 26-27 season. So particularly for bands who have original music, this is really an exciting idea to be able to have their music come to life, not only with their bands, but with a full orchestra as well. So we're very excited, and we have applications up through October 11th. That will give bands the opportunity to submit their materials to us.
And Hannah, tell us, what was the impetus? Who said, this is something we could do? This could draw in all kinds of people.
You know, a lot of it came from Jason Goldschmidt, our executive director. When he came with these fresh ideas. Battle of the Bands was one of them, and we all got on board right away. I know Mélisse, our music director, she definitely had a lot to do with it as well. And we were all just really excited for the opportunity to try something new, and we contributed with different ways, with new ideas, and we've really been lucky to have such exciting ideas come through the door through Chasen.
Let me ask you then, you said any genre, so that could be a polka band, that could be a heavy metal band, that kind of range of things?
Exactly, yes. So any genre. And we have been looking at applications coming in that really fit the bill for any genre. And we're so excited to be able to see the bands playing and the bands performing go from like jazz to heavy metal. We also have some more country bands. So it's going to be a good event.
And we'll draw people to work with the orchestra, to come and experience the orchestra who might not otherwise, right?
Exactly. And that is something that is so important to us, is we want the orchestra to be accessible to people. And by introducing some local music and some local really high-end talent into our orchestra, we're excited to be able to showcase the fact that the orchestra is for everybody and can play anything. And that's something that's really unique.
One of the things that we know from WVIA Radio and our host, George Graham, who's been producing local bands for decades now, that the concentration of talent in this area, it's overflowing with people who are fine musicians and get together with other musicians and make creative, original music. So you really have a wonderful pool to draw on. Have you already been talking about how it might look the following year, 2026-27? Let's just say that a rock band is the winner of the contest. How that can be integrated into a concert with the symphonic orchestra?
We absolutely can. So, yes, we are looking forward to be able to be diverse and do whatever kind of music that is coming into the orchestra. I know that it's going to take some arranging and it might take some additional, you know, time and strategizing on our end, but it's certainly something that we're up to task for. And I don't want to say too much about our thoughts for next season, but I know that whoever the winner might be, it's going to be a fun opportunity to be able to contribute to a Pops concert with the Philharmonic. We certainly hope that it'll draw some of the really good, really outstanding original talent here. And we are also accepting cover bands as well. So that is also something that's super important, is that, you know, we love music of all different types. And cover bands, original music, anything is going to be something that's going to be different for the Philharmonic to be able to perform.
Remind us again what will happen. The 11th of October is the deadline for submission. Now, there is a jury who will listen to all these and already listening and screening the submissions?
There is. One of the members of the jury is our very own music director, Melise Brunet, and then we're also going to have some representatives from Rock 107, from our orchestra, and other sponsors who are interested in contributing to the event. So there will be a jury who will be there on the day of the event, as well as screening the applications in the meantime. Between October and November 7th is when we are going to announce who is going to be performing, and we are very excited to be able to make those announcements.
And you have a nice relationship with Mohegan Sun, right, as an orchestra doing many things there.
We do. They have been outstanding to work with, and we have nothing but good and amazing things to say about Mohegan. They've been such a pleasure.
Say there are some musicians listening right now, and they may not have heard about this. What do you suggest they do?
Well, I would suggest that they head over to our website. It is NEPAPHIL.org, NEPAPHIL.org. And they can submit their application to join the Battle of the Bands on our website. By doing that, we'll be able to screen the application and announce on November 7th if they're going to be going to the finals at Mohegan or not.
Should they prepare an audio sample? Do they need a video sample, just an audio sample?
So they will need 3 samples, one of which must be a video. If they have 3 videos, that's great. But if they have a video and 2 audios, then that would also be fine. A YouTube video is perfect, or SoundCloud, anything along those lines, and we'll be able to take a listen and go from there.
It is taking, I'm sure, extra work, so it shows how much you all care.
Well, and it also is a testament to our region and the outstanding talent that we have in our region, that we're able to do this and trust such talent and such respect into the members of music and art in our area.
Hannah Beaudry, Director of Institutional Partnerships at the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, speaking with us about the first Battle of the Bands to be presented by the Philharmonic. Now, here are some of the key dates. The deadline to apply is October 11th. The music director, Melisse Brunet, is on the panel of judges and others from around the region. There will be that live performance competition in front of that panel. The bands will be announced, the finalists, on November 7th. And they will be performing for a packed audience, no doubt. That's Saturday, January 31st, 2026. There will be a chance for 15 bands to be in the finals. Each will have 7 minutes to perform on stage at the Keystone Grand Ballroom at Mohegan, PA, both for the judges and for an audience who will have a chance to vote on their favorite band. Prizes, the grand prize, $5,000 in cash, and a chance to perform live with the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic during the next season, that's 2026-2027. So, if you're interested, you can find all the details on the website, nepaphil.org, nepaphil.org. It is the first battle of the bands, the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic inviting bands of all genres to compete. There will be 15 finalists, and each will have 7 minutes to perform, and that will be at Mohegan, PA, and the deadline to apply, October 11th, 2025, with finalist bands being announced on November 7th. For more information, nepaphil.org.